Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
Today, we are going to talk about what Twitter's recent decisions can teach you about marketing. So, two episodes ago, we talked about, is Twitter going to die or not? And, you know, you can check that one out. But there's a couple things that have happened. And maybe, Neil, you can add some stuff that I might have missed. But high level, there's two things that seem that are newsworthy to me. And keep in mind, this is being recorded earlier in Q1. So one is Elon has, from Twitter, has gone ahead and banned a lot of the third-party apps. So some tools that I used to use, like Tweetbot, and he's banned like third-party developers, third-party apps, you know, maybe you can commingle them, but they are gone now, right? And then not only that, I believe they're doing a $250K match, meaning that if you spend $250K on Twitter, they're going to match $250K in spend. So you're basically getting your ad costs cut in half, in essence. So these are two things that are going on right now. And we want to talk about what these decisions...
Or you're getting double the amount of impressions for the same dollar spent.
Yeah, it's not necessarily cut. Clicks. Yep. Yeah. So what Twitter's recent decisions can teach you about marketing? What do we think?
Well, you got to adapt to the people who are giving you money. Elon made a lot of choices. Some of them were bold. I'm not saying they're wrong or right. That's for everyone else to decide on who to let back in, whether it's Trump or some other people. I think someone who was a Nazi, I could be wrong on this.
You're probably right. Back
in. And there are some other people. And again, I could be wrong on exactly who was let back in. I don't follow some of these people. And it caused a lot of advertisers to stop. As we mentioned in the previous, not the last episode, but the one before, Twitter ad spend went down 46%. That's massive. So what do they need to do? They need to adapt to what companies are okay with. See, we're in a day and age where people have to be aware of what's happening, you know, globally, not just from like a financial standpoint, but also from an ethics standpoint, from also a culture standpoint. Like all these other things are important. You know, back in the day when women worked in the workforce, a lot of them would get harassed, and that was normal, and that's not okay. And times have changed. That it should have never been allowed in the first place years and years ago, but people are now speaking up. People are also speaking out about their opinions on what Elon's doing, and that can cause a lot of companies to pull out. If you're a big corporation, you're already making billions and billions of dollars, do you really care if something drives the extra million or 2 million in revenue if you don't believe in what they're doing? No, you're going to disassociate your brand because it could end up hurting you in the long run. But if you look at what Elon's doing recently, he's trying to adapt and pivot and make companies happy. So then that way, not only do they continually focus on Twitter when it comes to their ad dollars, but users also want to keep using the platform. And here's what's funny. When Elon first acquired Twitter and made some changes, there was a lot of people who ended up saying, hey, I'm going away from Twitter. I'm not using it anymore. I'll tweet, but I'm not going to respond. And if you want anything more from me, you're going to have to end up following me on Mastodon, I think is what it's called. I haven't used Mastodon.
Mastodon.
And I bet you fast forward a few months, no one's going to be talking about Mastodon or jumping ship to it. Twitter already has an audience. It's already a good product. The user interface is better than Mastodon. I checked it out at least, even though I didn't sign up. And it's why? Because Twitter's going to adapt to make sure people are happy and make sure that the business in the long run is there for good.
Cool. So I'll just add a couple things from my side. So going back to the two examples I shared, when a platform is able to ban third-party developers, so the creators of Tweetbot, for example, and a handful of others, you as a developer, if you're developing, you're choosing to develop on someone else's land, don't be angry if they decide to pull out the rug from under you, because that's within their rights. And so that's why when you're building a product, there's something known as platform risk. And you might say, oh, this has nothing to do with marketing, but product marketing, haha, right? If you don't have a product that can have users, like if you're not making it easy, or if you can't have users on your product anymore, it just doesn't matter, right? And so you want to figure out how you can de-risk, and especially if you're going to raise a bunch of money, which is why VCs don't like putting money into things that have platform risk. And this movie has played out time and time again, because you look at, remember the games from Facebook back in the day, Neil? Like they would like shoot up to the top. They'd be making boats and boats of money. Zynga was making a lot of money back in the day and relying on Facebook. And then they had to eventually come off the, you know, not rely on the platform because it was too risky. So that's one big piece of it. Okay. Now, the other piece is Elon knows that he might have screwed up. He might have, alienated, advertisers, whether that's true or not, who knows. But like the fact is, incentives matter at the end of the day. So show me the incentive. I'll show you the outcome. He needs to figure out a way to get these advertisers back. So that's why he'll say, hey, like, we'll give you $250K in free spend. Right. And so he knows he has to do that. He knows that, hey, that's basically admitting that he's taking the L there, but at least he's willing to do something about it. And at least he's, founders don't always make the right decisions, right? So two things here. One, he's open to admit his mistakes. Two, he's trying to incentivize people. And if it works really well, he's going to try to figure out other incentives. And then the final thing I'll say from my side is, two episodes ago, we talked about the product changes. I think we're going to see more product changes coming. It's going to be more creator friendly. I think we're going to see more people using Twitter in the long term. And Elon, I believe, is the most followed person, if not one of the second most followed person on Twitter. And so he's one of the greatest marketers himself, right? So I believe he's going to continue to drive adoption. And I do believe that Twitter's, again, become more, it's for better or worse, it's become more entertaining with him pushing harder. So anything else, Neil?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. If you want to continue to follow us, markingschool.io/newsletter. If you want a curated piece from us each week on all the stuff that we're putting out, just to stay updated. And we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.